For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to the Pelican Scooper Hoop-Ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show. Go and follow us on Twitter, and if you're listening on an Apple device, go and give us a 5-star review, because we love that as well. It obviously grows the show, and, you know, we're loving the support. I can see the big uptake in listeners at the minute. I suppose there's a bit going on with the Pelicans. But I thought I'd jump on this Friday evening for me. The draft was on this morning. Obviously, it'll be just posted this show. It'll just be posted as the people in the US wake up and get their Friday started. So happy Friday to everyone there in a big post-draft morning. That's what I thought we'd talk about. So today, obviously, the draft happened, and it took a series of wild events. The Pelicans went into the draft. Well, prior to the big trade that we talked about in the last episode, we had pick 10 and then 4 second-round draft picks. We then traded that for Jonas Valanciunas to get us back to pick 17. Obviously, there was all those moving parts. Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams shot off to Memphis. And then yeah, we were sitting at pick 17 as our first pick. Now, the reason you do that is because you think that the player that you're going to be able to get there is probably still going to be available, and you didn't want to spend pick 10 on him. You could also extract a bit of value, and obviously getting rid of 10 and those two contracts has opened up a heap of cap space. We're going to talk about that in a brief moment, because I did a little bit more research into it, and our friends at the Bourbon Street Shots, namely Shamit Dua, he did a great breakdown of how much cash we can actually make and cap space we can break, so we can open up, pardon me. So we're going to have a little chat about that, but firstly, we're going to get to the draft. So really, it started off normal sort of expectations, I guess. Pick 1 was Cade, 2 was Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley went to the Cavs at number 3. All of a sudden, it took a turn. So the Raptors, and we had been hearing this a little bit around the Twitter sphere, that that they were pretty high on Scotty Barnes and instead of Jalen Suggs, who was pretty much the consensus number 4 pick. And if you listen to our mega draft show, that was who we were talking about as well. And so they went with him, which is a different sort of fella, a bit of a defender, lengthy sort of guy. So a bit of a jack-of-all-trades glue guy. So it was pretty good for them to get him. They'll fit him in next to Pascal and Oji Anunoby if they manage to keep hold of either of them. There's talks that they're going to sell Pascal or trade him off. So we'll see what happens there. They're selling his stocks, pardon me. And yeah, they're going to try to move him on. Seems to be all the rumblings as to whether or not that happens. I don't know. I don't really pay too much attention to the Raptors. After that, Jalen Suggs ended up at Orlando Magic, which was lucky for them. You know, now they are stacked with, I suppose, guards. You know, Markelle Fultz is there, as well as Cole Anthony, who was playing some good basketball towards the end of last season. So we'll see how he fits in. But he was there. Pick six was then another shock. People thought it would be Jonathan Kuminga. No, it was Josh Giddey out of Australia, the Adelaide 36ers, Rookie of the Year last year. He was fantastic, had a triple-double in, I think he had two triple-doubles. I don't know, I'll have to check. So he went to the Thunder, so they went high. Kuminga 7 to Golden State, and Franz Wagner at pick 8 to the Orlando Magic. Pardon me, struggling to talk. The Sacramento Kings got Davion Mitchell at 9. The Pelicans picked on behalf of Memphis, and they got Zaire Williams at pick 10. So they got him. James Borknight at 11. Josh Primo to the Spurs. Chris Duarte, he went 13. 14 was Moses Moody. So he slipped. Golden State picked up two young, raw guys. So that's going to it's gonna be interesting for them and I suppose Steph's timeline. Corey Kispert, the good shooter, 15. Alperen Sengu went 16. And then 17 to Memphis, which is traded on to us, is Trey Murphy. So that's who we're going to talk about. That's where we got to, 17. A few guys went a bit later. You know, I think from all reports, we got the guy that we were looking for at college. This guy was pretty handy. He is out of Virginia. He was a junior born in 2000. That makes me feel old that they were born after the Y2K bug, so they'll never remember that. He posted a 50-40-90 shooting season. So you like that for a guy. He's 6'9", 205 pounds. He plays the guard position, but I think he's a bit of a guard forward at 6'9". That's a big unit. You know, he averaged 13.7 points for Rice as a sophomore. That's where he was. And I think he transferred to Virginia after two seasons. He ranked third in scoring at 11.3 points per game, shot 50.3% from the field, 43.3% from three-point range, 92.7% from the free throw line. He hit 52 three-pointers and averaged 2.08 threes per game. Not bad at all. So, NBA.com has said to him, said about him that he's a combo forward with outstanding shooting mechanics, skilled in catch and shoot situations, repeatable form. So, that might not sound that impressive, but repeatable form is something that good shooters have. They do the exact same shooting motion every time they shoot. So, for us, having a consistent jump shooter who doesn't alter his shot and continues to make those outside shots and can make those outside shots, we should be happy with that. So that's not bad at all. He's an impressive on-ball defender and disciplined team defender. So for me, that is a 3-and-D guy. I watched some highlights of him, and he looked like he reads the passing lanes really, really well and doesn't mind sticking an arm out and grabbing hold of it. His wingspan is 7'1", I think, which is pretty long. It makes his jump shot basically undefendable because he shoots it so far above his head. And then he also has those long defensive instincts. So you're happy with that. I'm really, really impressed with that. Brad Soderberg from the Virginia assistant coach said he's got the length of a DeAndre Hunter. If his lateral quickness catches up to that length, you've got a guy who could really be a stopper. I mean, watching the highlights of him, he looks like he's got pretty quick feet, and he's pretty good at recovering if he gets caught in the wrong position. I mean, obviously, I only saw the highlights. I don't follow college, and you guys know this. That's why we did that big draft show. But very, very impressive. I'm happy with that, and it looks like they got his guy. The Pel's got their guy. From all reports, he was very impressive in his workout. Hit a lot of shots. And that's what we want. A 3-and-D guy. You know, we moved off the two big contracts and we got a 3-and-D wing who's NBA ready. Do you know what I mean? Like, he you haven't gone and got an 18-year-old or a 17, 18-year-old who needs a bit of time to get used to it. You've got a guy that can shoot consistently, has a good form. Fred Vincent isn't going to have to dedicate more time teaching him how to shoot. The bloke's going to stand on the outside, hit his shots. You can throw him as a defender. He's just going to get stronger. So I'm really, really impressed with this. Really impressed. So, well done, Pelicans. Well done, David Griffin, for getting this one. You know, they've all welcomed him. What that means, he's not officially with the Pelicans. They have just basically treated it as if he is, but basically we're waiting for this trade to go through. Now, the big trade is basically the kicker of it all. Technically, he was drafted by Memphis, and then he'll then move across in the trade when that's finalized on the 6th of August, which is the earliest date that they can do that. Now, as to whether or not it happens right on that date or if the trade is expanded is probably whether or not, well, I guess he'll end up here, but that seems to be the consensus at the moment. But if he's then shipped off somewhere else in a third team deal or a fourth team, you know, people like to add to those trades before they're finalized. So perhaps if it means that a Kyle Lowry or someone of that ilk is signed and traded down to the Pelicans, well, you never know. We shall see. But it's exciting times nonetheless. So welcome, Trey. Trey Murphy III. Very, very impressed with this fellow. He's 21 years old. And, yeah. Good. I'm happy.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Not bad at all. So we all should be happy with that. Now, before we get on to what happened in the second round, I would like to thank our sponsors. Firstly, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL and you'll get a deposit match of 100%. 100% deposit match. So put 10 bucks in. Well, there's probably a minimum. Put the minimum in and you'll get the minimum back. In addition, it's free money. You've already won a bet before you get into it. And while you're there, go and listen to HOOPBALL Gaming so you can use it to go and win some money. Tell them Lyle sent you. That'll give you absolutely nothing, but maybe they might say, hey, thanks for signing him up. I don't know. I won't probably get anything out of it, but I appreciate you nonetheless for name dropping me. I like that pseudo celebrity status. And of course, our other sponsor, manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20 to get yourself 20% off and free shipping. You'll get yourself a little lawnmower 4.0 with the ceramic blade and a 4,000 watt LED light. It's probably not 4,000 watt, but I did see that in the graphic, something like that. It's got a really, really bright LED light, so you can see all the little hairs if you're shaving in a cave. So you can go and get one of them as well. Get yourself free shipping and 20% off. Hoopball 20, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L 20 at checkout, and that'll get you the little discount, because we love a deal. We absolutely love a deal, so don't worry about that. Okay, so the second round of the draft. What happened? So, we had four, and we got rid of two. Oh, we got rid of three, actually. So we only ended up drafting one guy in the second round, and that was at pick 35, who's Herbert Jones. So we got him out of Alabama. He's a guard forward. Talk about the other ones in a minute. He's 6'8", 206 pounds. So he's pretty much exactly the same as same size as Trey Murphy. A little bit older. He's a senior. 1998, he was born. But they describe him as a long, competitive point forward whose unselfish approach on both ends was key to Alabama's rise in the SEC and run to the Sweet 16. So, if you haven't heard, and maybe we'll talk about this in a second, the Pelicans have got a G League team now. It starts this year. It's called the Birmingham Squadron. And the new artwork, like logos and the like, have just been released. They look really, really cool. That'll be based over in Birmingham. And they've decided that they're going to fill it with probably a few second rounders. Well, this guy. And whole heap of other maybe local guys, a really good development pathway. You know, the young guys and any free agents or train-on guys that we might get, Exhibit 10 contracts, two-way contracts, they'll probably play down there and then up in the NBA when they get a chance. But it's really good to have that direct team that you can get the guys a couple of reps in. So an Alabama guy to go down there and be a bit of a draw card, that's good. He'll get down there. He averaged 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1.7 steals, 1.1 blocks. He was SEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year honors. So he's not bad at all. 7-foot wingspan again. Look at us go with some lengthy defenders. You wouldn't read about it. I thought we hated them. So not bad. Not bad at all. He looks like he could contribute, and you never know. He might end up in the league team anyway, so look forward to seeing that unfold. Now, the other draft picks we had pick 43 was the next one, and that was traded to Portland, and that was for cash, and we also traded traded the other one as well, which was pick 51. I think it was pick 51, and we traded that as well, and that went off to the Clippers from all reports. Now, we got that for cash considerations and some future draft picks and the like. What that means is if you get some cash, you can get up to $5.9 million a year, just direct cash. You can send out, you can sell draft picks, basically. You can get up to $5.9 million in. You use it for whatever you want. And so we flogged a couple off. Portland paid $2 million for one. Not sure about the others, but we did get some cash back in that JJ Redick trade. So whatever, it was probably another $2 million or something. But we used all that up. We can use that to pay off Stan Van Gundy or someone like that. Or we can get the guys some new sneakers or maybe, a couple of Powerades or something. Gatorades in the fridge. I don't know. Or they might just keep it. Put it in the pocket. Who knows? But that's what that means. So only grab those two in the second round, which is not bad at all. And yeah, they'll be okay, I think. So it looks only that guy, sorry, in the second round being Herb. And we'll see how he goes. So before I wrap up, I'm going to talk about basically this Shamit's capology that he's put together. So you can go on Twitter and just have a look at him, at Fear the Brown. He's been on here a little while ago now. And basically he's talked about how much stuff we can, or how much cap space we can open up. So I don't mind that at all. So let me give it to you. All right, ready? So he said, the Pelicans, without making any moves right now, do not have cap space. They have $91 million in guaranteed money, $94 million if you add Diddy and Wenyon,
Even though the cap is $112 million, Lonzo's cap hold is $27.5 million. Hart's is $10.4 million. We aren't counting JJ and Billy yet. If the Pelicans want to act as below the cap team, they have to renounce all free agents, meaning they'll lose the ability to go over the cap and sign those guys. Right now, if they renounce all free agents, they'll have 18.4 in cap space. That is not enough to sign Lowry. If you dump Bledsoe's contract, you can create $36 million to sign Lowry. If it's Bled for Tyus, you only have $28 million. If it's Bled for Winslow, you only have $23 million. So that was pre-trade. And then he sort of followed on. And it's pretty interesting looking at all this, because I don't pretend to be a cap expert at all. I played a bit of 2K. That's about as far as my salary cap management has gone. And you can always sort of work that out anyway, using all the little hacks and the like to make the guys sign for cheaper. I don't think that's going to happen in this. But it equates to about $44 million to be able to open up. So there's been some rumblings that you can open about that. You'd be able to sign Lowry for about $30 to $35 million. You probably have to overpay him to get him down there. And you could probably target another guy. And a rumbling has been like a Joe Ingles or a Bogdan Bogdanovic out of the Utah Jazz. They're a bit troubled in terms of their cap space. So we'll see what happens there as to whether or not they'll flog one of those guys off for cheap. But both guys are good shooters and can handle the ball a bit and can create offense for themselves. And you like that. You know, if you could get either one of those guys, I'd be happy with it. Yeah, they're a little bit older, but they don't play the type of basketball that ages. They shoot threes and run up and down the court. You know, you can do that until you're 40 at an NBA level. We've seen it. Vince Carter did it. You know, you can shoot threes, and that's a skill that seems to just get better with age, because they just get more and more patient, more and more willing to take those shots. So I like that. I'd like getting either one of those two guys from the Utah. But also, yeah, if we can get Kyle Lowry, we don't need him to be Chris Paul. We just need him to be better than Eric Bledsoe, you know, and run an offense. We need someone with a calm head at the end of games. Out of context Pelicans, they showed the end of a game where we lost. We hit the open, I think Zion got hit with a charge, but he kicked it out, and there was 2.6 seconds left. Lonzo missed the three. And, you know, it's just disappointing that we let so many games go this year or last year by an NBA league most of 14. You know, we had 14 double-digit leads that we gave up, and you just cannot have that as a statistic going forward. You just never want to see that again. So if we can get a calm head, an old boy like Kyle Lowry, well, that's all right by me. But that's probably enough of me for tonight. I'll get this up, and good morning to everyone waking up on their Friday. Pels fans especially. Trey Murphy, welcome. Herb, welcome. We'll see what transpires in the coming days, and I look forward to bringing it all to you. Anyway, as always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at HoopBallPels is the show. Go and give us a follow, give us a like. More importantly, look after yourselves. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.